Good morning. Just wake up.
Speak up.
Yeah, that's it. Do something. Jump up. Can y'all hear me? Turn them down. Turn them down. Well, thank y'all for having me here today. As you know, how much I really enjoy doing this. So it's going to be short and sweet. It might be the shortest sermon you've heard. Maybe not. So let's open in prayer first. Lord, we just want to come to you. I just want to come to you and just make sure that what I say today comes from you and just you. I pray that the words I speak be the words that you put in my heart. And I pray that the ears that hear will be opened by you. We just put this time before you, and we just thank you, Lord, in Christ's name. Amen. All right, so back on the back is a little sheet. I don't know if everybody got one or not, but this is your sermon today. And I didn't write it. A gentleman by the name of Ben Malcolmson, who was a, I don't know if he still is or not, assistant to the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. He put all this together. And he sent it to me. Actually, he didn't send it to me. Somebody gave it to my wife from Trace Diaz. So it hangs on our wall in the office, and we look at it. And as I was racking my brain trying to figure out what I was going to preach on, this thing was just sitting right up there, and it's like, well, why don't you preach on that? That's okay. So here I am. So I'm not going to elaborate a whole lot. These verses kind of tell us what we need to hear. And things. So we're just going to start out. I don't have any jokes. I'm not a real good joke teller. I went to see a joke Friday night. Yeah. It was a big joke. I can't find it. Went to the UVA football game. Should have been a basketball game, but Mike Fincham went with us also. And for the second week in a row, we got steamrolled. We did not play well. We had no defense. And we got beat 37-17. So, which I guess is better than the week before we lost 59-39. But a loss is a loss. And Don, of course, his team, they beat Liberty. And his other team beat somebody, Richmond. And do you have any more teams? Don is a Syracuse and Virginia Tech guy. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so that was a joke that I attended. So we're going to start here with the verses. We're going to read the first three, do a little bit of elaboration, and then I've got something to show you. So the first one is, this is my identity in Jesus. Beloved, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. Jeremiah 31:3. And the second one is, a child of God, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. That's 1 John 3:1. And the third one, delighted in, the Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you, in his love, and he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. So one thing I want to point out, these three verses, a couple of things. God has loved us with an everlasting love. He's drawn us with an unfailing kindness. He's lavished his love upon us. He lets us be called children of God. He takes great delight in us. And he rejoices over us with singing. Now, how often do you think about that? You know how often I think about that? I don't think about that. I get up, I go to work, I do my job, I live my life, but I don't think about these things. I kind of take it for granted, which I shouldn't. But that's kind of a common theme in these three verses, is that he loves us, and he loves us tremendously. He lavishes that love upon us. He rejoices over us with singing. So I need to pay attention myself to what all of these say. We can read them and read them and read them, but we got to live them. Got to put it in our hearts. He has to put it in our hearts. So, Mark, I want to put the little 2-minute movie up.
You get it? It's an interrupting cow. He interrupts. That's what
Come
he does.
On.
He's a moo, right?
That is so dumb. It's a knock-knock joke.
Dumb. It's funny.
Laura.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures.
What are you doing? It's me. It's Jesus.
Lord, we take up our cross every day for you.
Oh, thank you. But the cross is where it begins, not ends.
Thou art the beginning and the end, Lord, Alpha and Omega. It's all about you, Jesus.
Guys, I just want you to be real with me.
You are the air I breathe. You are the air I breathe.
Drew, I think it's great when you worship me.
Oh, yes. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
It's just that sometimes it feels like you're putting on a show.
Oh, Jesus, please forgive me for putting on a show and being fake.
Okay, I forgive
you. Oh, praise you for your grace, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Guys, just say what you would normally say.
Praise the Luya.
No, I mean, like, you know, if we were talking, you know, say what you'd say. Okay, Drew, tell us a joke.
What?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like you were before.
Thou art holy, Lord.
That's not a joke.
Oh,
no, I didn't mean that. What are you guys doing?
Jesus, we're living for you just like we always do.
Don't live for me. Live in me. When you live in me, you'll understand who you are and what you're living for. I just want something a little bit deeper. But if this is all you want.
So sometimes that's me. Sometimes that's me. Not the Jesus part, the other part. Is it you? Is it sometimes you? I don't know. You have to answer that, not me. So he wants us to live in him. He wants to give us an abundant life. He wants us to enjoy the abundant life. And we don't get that abundant life by, how do I say this? It's more than just reading the scripture and going to Bible study. You got to live it. It's got to be in your heart. You got to live it. Forgiven. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins. I can't hardly read this thing. So we might die to sins and live for righteousness by his wounds. And okay, he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. 1 Peter 2:24, we've been washed clean. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they should be as wool. Isaiah 1:18. Wrong glasses, I guess. We are free. Freedom. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by yoke of slavery. I find myself doing that all the time. I let the slavery yoke me, bond me, bind me. And it's me letting it happen. It's not Jesus, not Satan, not anything else. It's me letting it happen. And I have to step aside and allow Christ to live in my life. We're a temple of the Holy Spirit. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? He's in us. He wants to give us that abundant life. He wants us to live that abundant life. We just have to let him. We've been adopted into God's family. The Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. That is Romans 15. And the next verse, we're co-heirs with Christ. Now, if we're children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. That's Romans 17. Now, he didn't put the verse in between these two on here, and I don't really know why. So we're going to put it in here as soon as I find it. The verse in between is, for his Spirit joins our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. So there's your affirmation. And it's part of our identity in Christ. We're righteous. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Not only are we righteous, we're new. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. We're a saint. You were washed You were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. We're washed, sanctified, justified. We're set apart. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. We are ambassadors. Ambassadors. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. Do you feel like an ambassador? Some of you do. Co-laborers. For we are co-laborers in God's service. You are God's hand, you are God's field, God's building. I got to go down to the Dollar Tree and get me some new glasses. We're never alone. You ever feel alone? Late at night, early in the morning, laying in a hospital bed, driving down the road. You ever feel alone? You're not alone. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. He will never leave you. We can't drive him away. We can't do things and make him leave. He stays with us. He never lets go. We're a masterpiece. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do good things do the good things that he planned for us long ago. Just like Cindy went through this surgery that God knew was going to happen, and it planned it, she's able to go through it because she's a masterpiece, as we all are. And with that being said, we're wonderfully made. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Really, I need to remind myself of this often. We're bold. Since we have such a hope, we are very bold. And having that boldness, we're also guaranteed victory. You have given me your shield of victory. Your right hand sustains me. You stoop down to make me great. We've got a secure future. For I know the plan, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Do you ever get fed up with life? Do you ever get fed up with what you're doing? Do you ever think it's just the same old thing? You've got no hope? Well, in Jeremiah, we do have hope. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And the last one I have here is whole in Christ. In Christ, you have been brought to fullness. Going back to the plans for the future, I've had a lot of surprises in my life, as I'm sure you have too. I was surprised when my grandson came along. We weren't expecting it. And he turned out to be a major blessing in our life. We've had other surprises. One recently, my great-grandson being born, he was a surprise. And as much as a blessing that Preston was to us, I think Malachi has overtaken him. But then there are other surprises that God has taken us through. My wife standing in front of a house, and she says, "Somebody's building a house over there." I said, "Yeah, it's us." "Where'd that come from?" "We're building it." And then a few seconds later, "Somebody's building a house over there." And she had this thing called some kind of amnesia that's temporary. She didn't know. She knew right now, the present, but that was it. She had no memory recollection of anything before, and she kept going back to the same thing, just a few seconds what she said before. Eventually it went away, but it was a little scary. It was a lot scary because we didn't know what was coming. We didn't know what the future was going to be. Once they diagnosed her and found out it was temporary, then it got a little easier, but to this day, she's got a 12-hour memory blank. She has no idea what she did. She can't remember it whatsoever, nothing. Took her to the hospital and ran all these tests and the same questions. She didn't want to go, and crying and carrying on. That was a little hard. It's hard. It's hard when your spouse is hurting, and or even not hurting, but they don't understand what's going on, don't understand what you're trying to do to help them. Man, that's kind of hard. But What does God say? For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. So that's what I have to hold on to. So I got a little thing to show you. And then I don't know what we're going to do. Go home early, I guess. So the purpose of all this is to make you realize how much God cares for us, how much He loves us. He has a plan for our life. He doesn't plan harm for us. He loves us. He cherishes us. He lavishes His love upon us. He never will leave you, never will forsake you, or me. Any questions? Okay, that's all I've got. What do you want to do? Sing some songs? Anyway, let's close in prayer. Father, we just want to thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you've done in each one of our lives. Thank you for the love that you shower upon us. Thank you for the forgiveness that you give us. Thank you for adopting us into your family. Thank you for your blessings, your grace, and your mercy. Lord, just thank you for this day. In Christ's name, amen. You are dismissed. Not that you needed to be dismissed.